All right, guys, we're back. Contractor Compass Podcast. We got episode 23 here today. The crew's back together. We've been gone a few weeks. Tom's going to his 110th high school reunion today, so we're a little bit early.
That is awesome.
A little bit about that before we got on. Tom, what was it? What is it, your 45th?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Thank you for bringing that out into right. college.
I have to let the world know, you know.
Hey, did you see that video I sent you?
No, what
you
video?
You got to check it out. I sent it into the group chat. It was my little one. She had her first jiu-jitsu competition this weekend.
No way.
Yeah, so she's 7, right? And dude, she's a beast. And
okay, you just sent it.
Yeah.
I was like, how did I miss it?
It's only 50 seconds long because she goes out there, man. She does a Sudogati on the kid.
Yeah.
And we went to New Breed and they put whites with gray belts. Now she's brand new. She's only been doing it. She has a total of 21 days under her belt, right?
Okay.
I just said, hey, I'm going to break you into a competition just so you get the nerves out of you.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the first competition she goes to, man, it's all boys that she's going to go against. And they're all been doing it a year plus, right? And they're gray belts. So she gets in there. She wins her first one. I was like, all right, good job. She loses her second one. She goes in for a third, and she grabs this kid, throws him through a Sudogati, drills him on the ground, side mounts him, and then he gets his feet up around her head. Well, she just stands up. She's hanging this kid upside down. He's holding on for dear life, dude. These are like 7-year-old kids. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. She got up on her tippy toes and wham. The ref looks at me and he goes, no. They DQ'd her right there.
No way.
Yeah, they DQ'd her. And I was like, oh. So she came over and I was like, baby, you can't do that. But high five, that was freaking awesome to watch.
Yeah, you got the flyer. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so it was awesome. I said, it's only 50 seconds long. You're going to have to check it out. Man.
That's freaking awesome.
It's hilarious. So that was it, man. I'm officially a jiu-jitsu dad.
Yeah.
And she trains hard, though. Her and I, we train 4 days a week. Plus, she goes to a dojo where she trains 4 days a week.
Awesome.
And then we watch film off and on, and so she's very much invested into it, but she's picking it up pretty quickly. Yeah, she's studying film, man. It's great. I love it.
That's sick, bro. She's gonna be the next world champion.
You're right, exactly. That's what I told her. I
said, that is just so awesome. Well, hey, note in 7 years, ain't gonna be no messing around with her, man. She's gonna
be that's what I said.
Out on some people.
You got to, man.
Awesome. All right. So, guys, obviously I sent this to you yesterday, but just for just the topic of the day, there's a lot of fire around this in my space. And that's just working in organic content into your business, but not like before, where you do a couple posts on, and this is obviously we're going to focus on the home service side, but this is something I wanted to touch on because I think everybody sees it, right? We all see it. So we can just talk about how people can implement it into the business itself. What I mean by that is everybody has always had, they post, happy Thanksgiving and they do all these things and they, whatever they do on their Facebook that nobody cares about. And now they're Instagram and things of that nature. But something that has been mumblings about the paid ad space is getting more and more and more expensive. And this last year, I mean, it's ungodly. Right. I actually sent a message out into a group of guys that own firms like myself and much, much, much bigger than mine. I mean, 100 plus employees are 90% of the people in this group. And they are like, dude, it's almost to the point where you have to leverage other avenues just to pay to market on some of these platforms. Right. Yeah. For us. Right. We still have, luckily with our clients, we haven't seen that as bad. But for us going after business owners, it's like a totally different ballgame. It's been difficult. So something that one of the guys was touching on is they're like, the reason that they think that might be happening is to force people to push more organic content, video content specifically. But I'm not talking once a week. I'm talking 5-10 pieces a week. You know what I mean? So it becomes this problem. I've considered it as well, but even for me, I own a marketing firm. I have an entire design team. to put that type of workload on them just for our organic content is insane.
Yeah. It's
like you have to build out a whole different team just for that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought it'd be an interesting topic to talk about, right? Because you know, somebody that I see in MySpace all the time that's done this is Alex Hormozi. Okay. He had a company called Gym Launch. He now owns acquisition.com and he just invests in companies and helps them grow. He's a smart guy, right? He's newer to the space. In terms of like, you know, he hasn't been around for 15 years, right? He's gotten really popular over probably the last three. And he's got a couple of good books that are out, whatever. But I know for a fact that he's a paid ads guy, right? He had a company called Gym Launch. It was an agency for gym owners, right? So that's all runs off paid ads, paid acquisition. So when he got into the space of trying to promote his own books and his own personal brand, he went the paid ads direction. And then somehow he got talked into the organic side. So he started doing, you know, a couple pieces of content a week or whatever, and he didn't see the needle move at all, right? And he went and sat down with somebody that he trusted. And this whole story, the whole point of this was he ended up getting to the point where now where I think he pumps out like 500 pieces of content a week. It costs him like $50,000+ a month.
That's bananas.
Just to create the content itself. It's insane, but it works, right? Anything at that type of volume, God, I'd hope it would work.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, and I really don't have the answer for this. So that's why I thought it'd be an interesting. Yeah. It's like,
a great piece.
Yeah. How do we implement that? Like that could be for anything, right? Like Tom, that could be for you, like on the finance side, right? Like more organic content around finance and people financing, you know, getting financing from the company. What happens when they don't? You know, deals that don't close because of it. Right. Same for us. Right. It's like, but how do you do that at a scale that actually makes sense where home service business owners can handle it? You know,
are you talking more like blog content?
No, I'm talking like video content on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Right.
For my example, where I would be telling people about the ins and outs of financing. Exactly. And so I'm not really selling anything. I'm just putting out information.
100% just educating. Yeah. Education. Like showing different experiences and like, yeah. And so it got me thinking because I'm trying to think about it as well. It's like, how do I do this on a large scale like that doesn't cost me 50 grand a month? Right. Yeah. Cause Alex actually found that if he put 50 grand into organic, let's just say it was 50 grand and 50 grand into paid ads, he got a better return on organic.
Oh God. Always. Yeah.
Right. And so it's like, okay, how do you do that at scale? And I don't think it's the same, right? We can't get confused here with somebody trying to build a personal brand and sell online books versus an HVAC guy trying to sell AC systems.
Yeah.
Right. I think that it's going to be, you're not necessarily going to run from organic content to a sale, right? They're not, if you're tracking them through, let's say they go to your YouTube, right? They're not a lot of times you're going to run them right to a sale, but the whole point of the thing is when they do need you or their neighbor needs you, you're the one that they're talking about.
Yeah. So, you know, it's so funny you said this because I learned about this a while back from good old Gary V, right? So this was one where post, right? Freaking driving in the ground. And this is one thing I brought to several clients. Never got it off the ground, but it's really not a hard concept to do. And this is my thought process on it and my idea, at least for the home service space. And this is what people just need to do. What you got to do is people love reality TV. And that's what sucked in audiences left and right was reality TV. So what I did and what I proposed to a lot of clients was you got to get your top technicians out there. You got to get a GoPro in the truck. You got to get a GoPro on their chest. You got to get GoPros in the office and different angles.
Yep.
And what you do is you just film 15 different angles all day, every single day. You're going to pick up the major content that you need at those times, right? You don't want to just start the filming when you think it's going to do it because then it's played out, right? People like that organic, B-rail type stuff.
Yeah.
So my idea was having it in the truck while the guy's driving, talking, going through his day, talking to a customer on the phone, right? And then all of a sudden he's getting out of his truck. He's heading over. You know, he's working with the customer, talking to the customer. His customer's cool with that, right? Because a lot of it happens with the form that when you send to a customer, and we had this in acknowledgement form, like, hey, listen, we did, we've done this with social media teams anyways, where they're going to be on site filming. And it's a very, I've never had a customer be like, oh, no, I don't want nobody filming here. Now, you will probably get some if they just don't like their spot in the space. That's fine. But either or, you can pick up content inside of your office by just setting up cameras in the best angles you need and just leave them, let them roll, right? And then you compile all that footage, and then you send it off to somebody who can actually edit it out for you, right?
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah. I have a spa that looks like a tiki bar on the outside, but it's actual spa inside. And I hired a guy to put Thompson water sealer on it. And he sent me videos on my phone. He mounted a GoPro and like filmed the whole thing. Put it on high speed motion. So he's running around and he's sanding it and finishing it or whatever like that. I'm like, that is so cool.
Dude, 100%. Yeah. And that mixes exactly what you said, Jace, with the organic side. Like, exactly. I find myself watching time-lapse stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know jack shit about, right? Yeah. It could be like changing the transmission on a car. I don't know a damn thing about that. And
it's the gratification. It's that instant gratification that you see.
Correct. Right? Or like detailing a car. You see those all the time, right? You see and you bet your ass I'm going to watch 5 minutes.
That's it. Yeah.
Watch the car at the end.
It's huge. Because you got to think, a lot of people, and this is where I try to tell a lot of clients too that I've worked with in the past, a lot of people don't understand what goes into the fact of the guy showing up in the morning, loading their trucks, taking the trash out, putting materials on their trucks, or the schedulers organizing with the warehouse managers. You know, there's a whole setup and a whole shipment, and big corporations have done this. Pepsi has done this. Anheuser-Busch did it at one point where they brought, you know, you inside, right? Yeah. People love watching those documentaries where people bring them inside. If you did this locally on that type of scale, you would be the only company in your area bringing the community into your operations in a reality show format. And then guess what happens? People start building relationships virtually with your employees.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I know Michelle. And then guess what? When all of a sudden Mike shows up at their door and they've been watching him.
Hey, Mike.
We're acting all that. Like, hey, they feel like they know you, right? And now the dude's also all of a sudden a local celebrity. So it's a very easy way to do it. And you do nothing but set it up, hire somebody that can compile and edit the stuff for you. You don't have to do anything. Just set the cameras up. Like everybody in our company has to sign a form. They don't have to, but we put it out there, like sign the form and the waiver to be on marketing or advertising, whatever, right? Yep. To be on photos. So that's the easiest way to do it. Go through that process, get someone to compile it, get it out there. You're not only going to help yourself organically, you're going to help yourself, which is branding as well. You're going to have some branding. You're going to help with your relationship with your community. You're going to be fully transparent to where you're going to build trust with your community. And there's so many different avenues that you're going to check the boxes on and tick the boxes on just from doing something very basic like that.
Man, that's so funny. That's exactly why we have this podcast, right? Because when I put this topic on, I didn't have the answer, right? That wasn't such a big workload, right? Like, because everybody, when you think organic content, you want it to look halfway decent,
yeah,
right? But if you go with that, that's a perfect example. If you just mount GoPros, right? You have a week's worth of content. You shoot off to a guy who can scrub it, take little clips, edit it, funny stuff that happens, right?
Yeah.
You know, just relatable things, right?
Yeah.
Run
your short reels to do your build up, right? Run a couple of short reels that are awesome, do your build up, and then put your big one out there.
Yeah, that's sweet. That's a really good idea, actually. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, super simple.
And it can work for anybody.
And you just want to be authentic, right? And the good thing is then when you're doing things like company bonuses, company events and things, it's already captured. People already know it. They see these things happening. You know, it's just a really big way to tie everything in inside your community.
So. Yep. Another thing that I was thinking about too, that takes a little bit more work, a little bit more cash just because you have to pay the guy. But I've seen guys bring in, I've seen companies bring in, I don't know if they want to call him the social media manager, right? But it's a little bit more than that, right? So it's actually somebody that will go to job sites, film the crews.
I've done that.
Which is cool. It's good, right? And then most of the time that person also edits like a weekly vlog.
Exactly.
Or you know, something. So it's still relatable to me. So for example, my buddy here in town, Josh, he does a weekly vlog at MediaCorp, does a weekly vlog every week. And it still has that effect of you feel like you know the team.
Yeah.
Right. Because they do it every single week.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So, and it's like, it's watchable content. It's funny. Right. And
yeah.
So that's another, I mean, that is another option to take it, take a, because the one thing that we have to touch on here, even if you're doing the GoPro side, you have to find somebody who can, who understands what you're going for, who can actually footage.
Exactly. Right? You will go through three or four different editors. Yes. I promise you that one. Because they're not going to see the vision that you have. You, everybody's got this idea in their head. And then when they try to explain it to somebody and then they get the video back, they're like, no, that's not what I want. And they're like, oh, I'll go ahead and try to do it. Dude, don't try to do it. You're going to sit there forever. Right? Unless you know how to edit video, right? That's probably the most daunting task I've ever come across is that. So pay somebody to do it and make sure they got, you know, you can go, there's multiple sites you can go on to find. You can, your team, doesn't your team do it?
Yeah.
Cool. Yep. Yeah. You could hire Colin's team to do it. Yep. I mean, and it's, that's the biggest thing to it, but you can hire, and kind of to your point that I've done. So the way around that, it was kind of me like, hey, let's put some GoPros and do this reality type show.
Yeah.
And like, well, no, let's not do that. They're like, we'll be okay and authorized if we put a marketing manager in here. I said, cool. I said, so we hired a social media marketing manager. She came in and that's what she did. She did. She'd roll out with the guys and she took the videos with them out there, did little short reels. Like, hey, what's your favorite snacks during the day? I mean, it was like all kinds of little silly stuff like that. Things in the office, things around. And it was just, you know, in the beginning, I remember the conversation, they're like, we got to get rid of it. It's not working. It's not doing much. It's not moving the needle for anything. I said, dude, it's been 90 days. I said, do you know how long it's going to take to get organic up and going? You're looking at 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
These 100%. People got to build this relationship with you. And the only way they can build that relationship is if it's consistent. And that consistency is going to have to last for about 6 months to a year.
100%.
Multiple times throughout the week. And come to find out, they still have her on. She's doing very, very well. The company's doing very well with it now. Their traction on all their social media platforms has exploded.
Yeah,
and they're becoming that local name that everybody knows around.
Correct. So. Yeah, it is definitely slow moving, especially to your point. And I think you can speed it up if you do the Hormozy method, right?
Yeah.
But if you're going to hire that one person, and it does become difficult from a business owner standpoint, because it's like, okay, I'm paying this person whatever, right? $3,000-$4,000 grand a month, whatever it might be. Yeah. And I'm not seeing any inbound leads, right? I'm not seeing
That's it.
From it. Like, I don't see a direct ROI. You know, they get 3 months in and they're like, eh, maybe not. Right.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like, it's similar to the, I always tell people, like, especially with paid ads, if they're nervous to spend money on paid ads right away, it's like, whatever you're budgeting for paid ads, just imagine that it's gone. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine that it's gone. It's out of your budget, right? Don't stress yourself. We've all been in that position when we start spending more, like ad spend is relative for everyone. What is a little is not, you know, what's a lot is not a lot to somebody else, another company.
Exactly.
Right. But with that being said, budget to where you're like, hey, I can lose this and be okay. Yeah. And so that way you're not stressing yourself out, freaking out, you're stopping campaigns, you're pausing stuff, you're hiring people, you're just shooting yourself in the foot.
That's like, it.
Chill out. Give it some time. But that's cool to hear. That's kind of a cool, it's a good example of how you could go with, bring someone in. Just make sure that you understand it's going to be, you know, it's going to take time. You have to be doing it right. They have to be doing it consistently.
Yeah. And make sure you're vetting the person, because everybody's a social media creator today.
Correct. So,
and just because somebody has a Facebook account, first thing you do is you're going to want to find out how many followers or how they've structured their, if they don't have followers and a big following, then that's going to be a clear sign that they probably are not invested. I mean, they maybe got all their buddies and friends and families on their own Facebook. That don't make you a social media creator, right? So just make sure you know where these people are.
Yeah, that's a good point too, because I think that's actually a good point as well. So you have to, that's kind of a tricky one, right? Because if they have you're not going to hire anybody with a massive following, right? Because they're going to make money off it and they're not going to be employed by you, right?
Right, exactly.
Whereas, but they have to be able to create like content. Like when you vet them, they don't have to have 10,000, 20,000, a million followers on Instagram or whatever it might be. Right. But you can be able to see the quality of content, whether it's from past clients, right? They might not be huge on their own stuff, right? They might not like to be the person in front of the camera. They're the creator behind it. Right. So you just have to make sure, once again, like the content that they've created, like get multiple pieces, show, you know, show cases, right? It should be, It shouldn't
just
be
check their traction. See how they're getting they're pushing their own audiences and other audiences. And you got to find out what their exposure is first.
Yeah.
And that's a big piece. And honestly, most marketing managers that you're gonna bring in, you're gonna pay $65,000 to $85,000 a year for them. So, it's just one of them spots where,
Correct.
At least in depending on the area you're into. I mean, if you're in California, good luck. Right. But most cities you're going to pay $65,000 to $85,000 for a creator. And then, like I said, they will come in, but at the end of the day, man, you could literally buy a few GoPros, compile it all, give you a vision to a media creator, and then just put them on the book. Now, if you have them doing one video at a time, you're going to pay a lot more money. Yep. Tell them this is going to be a continuous thing,
100%.
Work out a deal. And then,
get a contract. In reality, like you can even vet people from Fiverr. Right.
And all day.
So it's not your biggest investment there is going to be your GoPros one time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, every major, you can go out and look at a lot of YouTubers out there that have these full shows, a lot of RV YouTubers, things like that, that do this full time. Mm-hmm. And, they'll give you, they'll offer all that information up on how they create all their content, send it off. I've done it myself. Compiled a bunch of videos, sent it off to somebody on Fiverr, had them send it back to me. It looked absolutely fine. Posted it on YouTube, just done the whole thing. So it's really just one of those things.
I just lost my train of thought. I was going to ask you something, Jace, on that point. What the hell was I going to say? Maybe it wasn't important enough to remember.
But yeah, it works out pretty well. Like I said, I mean, the biggest part is developing, is understanding that, hey, you're in the business. If you're going to be in that community for a long period of time, and you want people to start building relationships with you, here's a really cool part that I noticed out of it that I didn't think I was going to. Sometimes your employee retention stays a lot longer because these people
start
feeling like they're part of something, a family, a little bit bigger, right? Their name is plastered everywhere. They're on all these videos, and they start feeling like they're a part of it. So you'll start seeing your attrition go down too. So
yeah, and it's good to find that. That leads to, you reminded me of what I was going to say, and it's good to find if you have like. You'll find stuff that works better organically than others, right? So it might be a person, right? Like a character on the team who's just funny in front of the camera and does well
with
what he or she has to say. I've also seen it done, and I'm not saying to market out your children, but I've also seen it done where like some like the owners of some companies use their kids in all their ads. And it works extremely well.
Yeah.
Right? But also not, I shouldn't have said ads, but also organic content, right? I know that there's there's one recently that I've seen, and they've got little kids in it, and their logo is like icon is a tiger, right? And it's this little guy dressed up in like a tiger suit on the AC system and like saying whatever.
Oh yeah,
it's super cool, right?
It's perfect.
You can make a lot of, I mean, who knows what's going to come out of a kid's mouth? So you can make a lot of funny freaking content.
Well, and it's just so genuine, right?
Correct.
That's what people, I think right now society is really just wanting to have that genuine connection with people. They're tired of getting sold on things. They just want the truth. I mean, and there's a lot of people I talk to on the phone all the time, man. They're just exhausted. You can hear it. So they value, to them, their value now is just honesty and trust. And that's really where, if you can have that element of being genuine, like I said, give full transparency to your business, right? That's a huge win in a community of somebody saying if they want to go with you or not, right? Now they don't got to check reviews. They can watch your entire operation from start to finish and get to know the people, right? And that's, I mean, that's a huge, huge win at the end of the day.
100%. Yeah. Now I'm sitting here and I'm looking at Tom's screen and I see this IHCS finance badge there. I'm thinking, we could build a really big suit. And we're going to wrap Tom in that suit. He's going to jump in that big IHCS badge and we're going to strap a GoPro to his chest because, Tom's been slacking on the organic side. So we're going to say, he's going to say, hey,
The front, we'll put him in a Captain America suit with that being the chest plate.
His cape, he's got a cape too, and it's got it on there. Oh my God. That's freaking awesome.
That would be great. Oh man, that would be awesome. The man of many loan programs.
That'd be the thing that we push from the podcast, as Tom in his suit with his cape on every episode.
Right. We'll do like a real just beat up B-reel of the fan blown wind in his face and him just standing. It's like all very generic and old school. And that's it. That'd be perfect right there. Oh, that'd be the slogan. God, dude, that's so funny. Yeah, I love it.
It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see where everything goes, right? I mean, it's almost kind of for paid ads guys like myself that are, I know, like I'm comfortable with it, right?
Yeah.
And it's almost kind of daunting, right? So yeah. It's like, man, you know, I feel like there's a super big push into that space, and just in terms of creating organic and it doing well and it creating, like, once I said, you got to know your industry too, right? So if you're home service, you got to understand how to adapt into that, because it is less of direct to a sale. It's more of knowing the company, feeling comfortable with the company, et cetera. Yeah.
What do you think about having live feeds like on your website of the inside of Air Around the Clock?
I do think that'd be kind of cool. And to your point, I was actually going to mention that when Jace was like, you know, hey, you know, you could have, you know, GoPro set up in the office. I don't know if I've ever seen that done for a home service business, but I know for a fact that some guys have like live feeds into the office.
Yeah.
So you can see, or like, that's actually be interesting to see if you could set up one in the office and then one in like one of the trucks.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, and you know, that'd be more of a, I don't know, it, depending on where you put them.
Yeah.
You could maybe turn that into like organic content as well. But at if anything, it's just like a breath of fresh air with like transparency.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. As far as the engagement really on that, cause you'll see that, like, I'm not gonna lie, there's some live feed cameras like in towns and stuff. I love just to watch because I'm nosy.
Yeah.
Right. And there's a lot of people that are like that. Like those people have scanners in their house. Those are those people. Yep. Right. So they'll watch your live feed, even if nothing's happening, somebody's just sitting there typing on a screen. Yeah. Now, obviously that's the thing. You gotta be careful on where your cameras are. You can't be showing, you know, customers information all day.
Correct.
Cause people are pretty savvy. At the end of the day, definitely having the live feeds would be good. It wouldn't be so much, it'd be more on the element of transparency than it would be on the element of entertainment and engagement, right?
Yeah.
Then snipping out and sending it everywhere would be more on the side of setting yourself up for the entertainment engagement. But
100%.
Also too, somebody's looking to try to come work for your company, it's a good way to send them, hey, listen, we got a live feed all the time. You want to see what it's like at our place? I can tell you my office is super boring. It's kind of, it's pretty quiet in there all day. They play a little music and they just work. So
be a whole lot of excitement going on. I think the trucks is a cool idea.
And then I mean it gives you a sense of accountability you know, for the business owners too.
Now pretty soon everybody's gonna start staffing body cams on their techs.
Yeah, that's it, man. They said, like, there's a lot of like software companies, CRM companies that do have that for troubleshooting purposes, where they have glasses and they have a camera in them, or they do have the almost like a GoPro on their chest to help them troubleshoot. So they'll get out to a condenser or a furnace and like, hey man, I can't do anything. They just hit the button, it routes into the person sitting at the desk. They can see everything they're doing. They can talk them through how to troubleshoot the whole system.
Yep.
So.
No, that's sweet. That's really cool. It kind of a different pace here, Tom, but I was just watching a guy this morning. His name's Eddie Maloof. He owns a firm called Bad Marketing, and super smart guy. He's a e-com guy, incredibly smart dude. And he was talking about, he does an event every year for like other firms and agencies and things of that nature. But talking about like the type of content that is coming out that is actually selling, right? And this is going to be more so, you could do this in the home service space or, you know, even for you, Tom, right? In the finance space. He had everybody in the room that was there that purchased a ticket for either $5,000 or $10,000, right? And he goes, how many of you guys bought because of my Instagram? And he goes, like, two people stood up, right? Out of a ton of them, right? And he goes, well, how many people bought because of my YouTube? And the entire room stood up. So his point was, he ran like short form to like, that was catching, got people entertained, to like more of a long form content. And that's what really got everybody sold, interested in, right? So structuring like that too. So that goes right into your point of like, you know, when you're giving your, let's say you do set up the GoPro side of things and you have your funny when, you know, whatever, when something happens in the field and it's hilarious and the little clips that you can put out in short form, but you'll also have content for long form video as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And people love to try to figure out how you're handling situations. Like if something goes wrong at a customer's house, how do you handle that?
Yeah.
Right. You know, cause that's a big question, you know, customers ask, you know, if this does go sideways, what are you guys going to do? How do you guys handle that situation?
Yeah.
All that can be fully transparent. Yeah. I don't need a Q&A on my website anymore. We got technology today. We can set something up like that. They could see full videos posted online of how X, Y, and Z company handled, you know, a tub shower kit that was cracked, showed up cracked. How do you handle that with a customer? Right. And they can watch a whole episode on that. So things like that. And then doing things like that. Episodes are huge, right? You got to understand the psychology behind this too.
Yeah,
is don't try to reinvent the wheel if you're going to do something like this. Create episodes, set it up in a good format. Just don't throw random videos up there. People will come back, and then you post on the same day at the same time every week. Or, you know, if you're doing that long form, your shorts, do it whenever, multiple times throughout the day to drive them to that.
Correct.
And that'd be like your highlight reel, right? Throw your highlight reel up in short form, and then your long form goes up Tuesday at 7 p.m. every single night. I promise you, your audience will grow.
Yeah. That's sick, dude. No, that's awesome. It's a really easy way for people to create content that don't want to have to plan everything out. They don't want to have to, you know, they don't want to have to hire somebody else, right? It's a good way to get content all around for the company. Transparency. That's sick, dude. I'm going to use that. I'm not going to lie. I've never thought about that. I'm going to use that.
And bring it into your personal life too, right? To an extent, right? Yeah.
100%. Tom, do you have anything else? I think we're pretty much wrapped up here. I know you're a big organic content guy, so I'm post on Facebook.
The wheels are going right now.
There you go,
Tom. If you don't get that costume, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm going to work on the costume. So the next podcast, I'll be in a costume with a hat.
Is it going to be spandex or styrofoam?
to give any of you guys listening,
I don't
hear
spandex, buddy. I'm sorry.
Love it.
I'm a little outside of that realm right now.
I think you should do the spandex and you should wear it to the
reunion.
Reunion tonight.
Yeah, that'll go over fantastic.
I gotta tell you guys, my confidence is here.
You're just gonna be like, damn, Tom lost.
Right, right.
He really went off the deep end, huh?
Yeah. You guys are hilarious.
That boy gives two F's about everything.
That is so funny.
Awesome. Oh, that'd be beautiful.
All right, guys. Well, I think there was some good stuff there. I mean, like I said, I came in with this topic. I didn't even have the answer. And Jace, I think you added some really sick stuff. I think, you know, that's something that anybody can do, and it's pretty damn easy. Yeah. But bottom line is, like I said, we've heard the murmurings. That's why I wanted to bring it up and talk about it, because I'm even wondering how I can do more of it and how I can do more of it.
And here's what I'll say just real quick to end it too.
Yeah.
Is just do it. It's going to be crappy.
Yeah.
It's going to come out crappy for the first month.
Yep.
Don't quit just because it is. And don't feel like you got to have it all figured out in the beginning. Just do it. I promise it will come together.
100%. And the more stuff that you have that isn't put together, it's going to come off as more real, and people are going to like that anyway.
It'll get better and better and better.
Just don't film it with a potato and you're fine, right? Make sure people can actually see it. Otherwise, like if you don't, you think you look good or sound good or you didn't say something right, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
Right? Put it on anyway. Awesome.
Get it mic'd up and get it in.
Well, I'll see you on the next one. This was 23. We'll see you on 24. I don't know if everybody's around next week, but we'll see you next time we're live.
Yeah, exactly.